So what's it like being a part-time YouTuber?
Oh, well, f*** you then.
Who is Kazi Lives?
He lied in a YouTube video.
Hey. I'm just completely lost all of a sudden.
Yeah, what a knobhead. It's 2023, you can be whatever you want to be.
Yes.
I don't have any big toenails anymore.
I didn't know you guys were on willy terms.
Yes, Mark, thank you very much.
So it's a role play thing.
Yeah, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here next to me, we've got a brilliant YouTuber, a brilliant person, and in fact, also, one of our biggest competitors on Spotify.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we in the charts?
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, Will and E.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming.
No worries.
Can you please tell us how to top the Spotify charts before we get into the
YouTube
things? Yes,
absolutely. So I thought, if you're in the Spotify charts, it's just on how many views your episodes are getting.
Reasonable to assume, yeah.
It's not at all. It's all if someone follows you and if they rate you 5 stars, you just ping up there.
No! So please go to our Spotify show, right? And Will and E's Spotify show as well. Rate us 5 stars, follow us there, subscribe us on the YouTube stuff, you know, do all the good things. I am so terrible at telling people to sub and like.
We constantly forget. We forget like every other episode.
I think the first 5 episodes, we forgot to tell people to subscribe or like the video.
How many videos have you two uploaded between you?
Honestly, over like 10,000, 15,000 probably.
That is crazy.
Yeah, we're kind of bad at this stuff.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Which is crazy because...
bad at this.
Well, bad at the shouts.
Because you don't really upload like any videos.
And fuck you. No, yeah.
We're like the complete opposite end of the spectrum.
I was looking at your channels and I was like, I saw like 5.7K and is it like 6K or whatever?
Yeah,
and I was
like,
I looked at mine for a comparison. It's like 297. I was like, I have that.
So what's it like being a part-time YouTuber?
Are you just lazy? Or
We are constantly on. Honestly, I feel like the whole week I'm working on a video and then suddenly it's been 3 months since the last one. I've got that, the disease of just the perfectionism of just like, okay, let's make the best video I possibly can. And then you get stuck there for weeks.
How many hours do you spend on a video?
From the start to the end?
Yeah.
Like months?
No, halfway through to the end. What?
You fuck. 6 weeks. I give it like, it's 4 weeks minimum when we start to get in the edit.
I think you could bring those numbers down.
I think we should, but I don't know how.
Should we talk a bit more about like who the hell you are though? Because like,
please don't blame me.
What's the history, right, of Will? How did you get into YouTube?
So I was in university. I didn't like university.
Right.
Spent my entire time just trying to get out of university and just making silly little videos in my bedroom. I did more like commentary style videos at the start. And then have you heard of BG Media?
BG Media. I did some research on it.
I don't believe you did any research.
Yeah. BG Media. Yeah.
There was some...
I know. It stands Big Good Media.
That's the one. It's Blackpool Grime Media. So I was sat in my uni room. I was like 21 or whatever. Come across this video of some rapping children from northwest of England.
Right.
Made a video of it. They said some outrageous things. I just covered it and it all kind of went from there.
Oh, really?
Wait, what? So you started as a reaction YouTuber, really?
I think that the commentary implies slightly more than reaction. You don't
go by the reaction label.
I think you just...
I do now. Absolutely, I do now. Commentary is more just like you pick a topic and you talk about it. Instead of just being like, play that one video.
Yeah.
I would play 3 videos, Jelly. Right? So there's more to it. So respect it, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that takes you 4 weeks per video then?
No. Back in the day. Now, I don't know where the time goes.
But you haven't been making videos for that long then, right?
So I started 2015, 2016.
Oh, right. Okay. So that is still...
I've been around for a minute.
Yeah. But what were you doing before then, I guess? Like, were you doing that from the beginning or did you have any other? Because pretty much everyone we speak about or speak to has like the other channel or like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. So like 2012, I tried to do Minecraft.
No way!
We're literally talking with our last guest about how everyone starts with like a random crappy Minecraft channel.
2012. I bet you were watching some Minecraft creators at the time, and that's why you started.
I think Syndicate,
Dude, yeah. So many people started on the YouTube grind because Syndicate. I'm not kidding.
But I hit puberty very late. And when I was making my Minecraft videos, my voice was quite high.
Oh, congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah.
The voice?
The puberty.
Appreciate it. And people in school found it, and I was like, I don't know if I fancy doing this anymore. And then I failed my A-levels, and I was like, oh, fuck it. I've got a year to do nothing whilst I restart them and just start it up again there.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Really interesting.
I'm trying to learn from a reaction creator on how to do the reaction stuff. You know, we might be cutting some of this podcast into little short snippets, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're called YouTube Shorts, right? And so sometimes I need to just go in the background and be like, wow. Or
I see. Oh. Keep it moving.
Or, you know?
You think we can just edit those in nowadays, though, Jamie?
No, but it's important. Okay, anyway. What were we talking about again?
I don't know. You were writing notes on.
So
what
you
were
only doing the Minecraft thing,
and a bit of FIFA,
Was this all on the same channel?
Yeah,
your main channel.
It might even be the current channel I'm on now.
Oh wow,
I think so.
But the videos are gone.
Oh, they're very private. Very private videos. Yes.
Yeah, like I said, did a ton of research and didn't find a Minecraft video. I'm disappointed.
The channel's cleaned up.
The channel is.
I mean, it's not deleted. It's there for, you know, if it ever needs to look back on, but it's
I don't want to jump ahead too much. We could talk about it later, but if you're saying it's cleaned up, there's definitely some not so clean videos out there with a lot of views, Willie.
Willie? I didn't know you guys were on Willie terms already.
I was specifically talking about some Belle Delphine content.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a splash.
Is that considered clean? Minecraft's cleaner, dude.
No, Jelly, you got to say that, and then we'll get back to that later.
That's what I said. Right. We'll get back to it later.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just.
But then, what
do
we talk about? Well, now say some other spicy things.
Well, you mentioned you did a bit of FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've done a lot of stuff. You've done some stuff with the Sidemen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you met them through this FIFA journey? Then,
of course I have. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a complete guess.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit, Josh? What are you laughing about?
I just thought it was the clip. Wild that you're just like, I've done a ton of research. Then it's like, I'm just gonna guess what you.
He
did.
Privated all his FIFA content, mate.
Well, none of that was with the Sidemen.
Yeah.
I was slaving away from my bedroom.
Oh wow.
I didn't have the Mini Mint collab right then.
You didn't.
Mm-mm.
So how
did you get the Mini Mint collab?
Yeah.
The rapping kids in Blackpool.
Oh.
How does that have anything to do with Mini Minter? I'd say the FIFA thing's a little bit more relevant, isn't it?
No, I think the FIFA thing's not relevant at all, Jelly.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think you're getting stuck on the wrong things here.
I'm sorry. I'm just completely lost all
Maybe
of a
sudden. Maybe you need to let
So
Will
you had
then.
This viral reaction that blew up.
Yeah.
And then what?
And then you keep making commentary videos.
Yeah.
Do you follow? Did you ever follow the commentary scene?
What? Like, follow the commentary scene?
Yeah.
I feel like I definitely have a bit more exposure being UK-based.
Yeah. I think there was more of a... Like, are you familiar with Memeless?
Yeah. I've watched a few of these things.
Yes. Is that guy who doesn't show his face?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm not familiar with his face, if that's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do a face reveal?
No.
But do you know what he looks like?
Yes. I lived in the same building.
Oh, yeah, I knew
would
that.
Would you say that he's attractive?
I would say he's a good-looking bloke, yeah. I would say there was no reason to hide your face. He just wants to be anonymous. Oh. He just wants to be able to
So why did he hide his face?
Because he wants to be anonymous.
Yeah. All right. So
this guy.
So another big thing that you had going on is you just recently did a pretty cool video, like doing a YouTuber museum. And in that museum, you basically collected a bunch of different items that you kind of felt like were to do with kind of the meta YouTube world, in a sense, right? A few of those items were pretty big deal. Like one of them is actually had a connection to a guest that we recently had. It was a Lamborghini that was owned by KSI. Mm-hmm. It's the Lamborghini.
How does that have a... Yes. Oh,
are you Yanni, switched
Yanni
on today?
Yanni wrapped that car.
Yeah.
Remember, Jelly?
Oh, Yanni wrapped that car. I thought you were talking about Jack Sucks at Life, who was actually in the video.
No, we're talking... What?
I was... Okay, anyway.
Anyway, so, yeah. So that was one of the items in there. Now, what happened to that? Because you bought it and it was red.
Yeah, bought it. It was an orange car.
Orange-ish car.
Are you switched on today?
Yeah.
It was orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, orangey red, fine.
No, it's orange.
It's long
orange.
Gone. Yeah. It sold for a lot less than I bought it for.
Really?
Because I committed myself to this series in like 2019. I was like, oh, I'll trade with people. I had this vague kind of idea around, you know, when people trade a pencil to a house. And I was like, oh, I'll make a video trade and shit. And I was like, oh, what I'll do is I'll get the coolest things in like YouTube history because I'm just a bit of a YouTube nerd. I've always been. Yeah. And that kind of, I put that out. And then I realized no one really had anything interesting. So a year went by and people are like, oh, where's the trade video? Like, where's the trade video? And I was like, I have no idea how I can title and thumbnail this video. I'm like, I put loads of effort into it, but it's like, what do I title and thumbnail it? And I was chatting to Tommy Innit at one point. I was like, I'm going to make a video opening a YouTube museum. And he's like, that's not a very good title. You should change the title. I was like, all right, Tommy, I will. And I was thinking just like, what is the biggest item? Like, what's the most, you know, the biggest draw? And I was like, JJ's Lambo. I was like, maybe I can track it down, like loan it off a guy, like pay a guy just to sign it in my name, maybe pay him a lump sum and then just sign it straight back. And I hit up Yanni, and Yanni was like, I knew who had it. They don't have it anymore. I'll see if they know who has it. We get through at this dealership. They sold it. And they're like, okay, we'll chat the guy. And they come back and they're like, bloke absolutely loves it. It's his first Aventador. It's his first big Lamborghini. No way he sells it. And I'm like,
oh no.
And I'm like, oh, but can I just pay him like a decent sum just to, so I can legally own it. So the video is real.
Yeah.
And just so it can be, and I'll give it straight back a month later. And they're like, not interested. Like, didn't understand the YouTube thing. Didn't, you know, fair enough. You know, like if someone approaches you and wants to, you know, legally own your car for a month, you might be thinking, like, what's going on?
And my whole point, by the way, that it was a different color was that obviously the wrap had been removed.
Yeah.
So it also didn't have the same number plate, right?
It did. Well, no, we seller taped it on.
The number plate was custom, wasn't it?
Yeah. So this bloke had his, when I got it off him, he had his plate on. We needed to shoot it immediately. So I just bought JJ's old Lambo's plate and just stuck it on.
But it is funny how it's like, it was, but it wasn't the same Lambo. It's kind of a weird one, right?
Yeah, no.
Like, technically, you could have bought any
Lambo. Yeah, you're right, but I didn't. And the worst bit about it is this bloke quoted me like a daft figure over what it was worth, like a stupid amount. No.
Do you know, can you say how much it was?
I'd rather not because I just sound like an idiot. So Yanni's like, he wants... All right, okay, so he quoted me, it was worth 175 at the time, and he was like, I want 220 for it.
Right.
And Yanni was like, Will, don't fucking, like, don't do it. Like, that's a stupid thing to do.
I don't think that's that bad.
Neither.
But maybe that's just Minecraft.
Well, come on, the chairs were sat on here, 6,000 videos each. Of course you don't think it's that bad. So it's like, I basically after a couple of months, I was like, this is the only thing that's my title and thumbnail. So I was like... Raid Shadow Legends, what are you doing? And they helped me front the fall on that. Thankfully it's long gone now.
So you sold it. Did you sell it to anyone in particular, or you just sold it?
No, I just sold it. Yeah, we had it in storage, and then we just like try to get rid of it as soon as possible. Not back to the bloke who originally wanted it, though.
No.
Turns out he wasn't that arsed about it.
That's so odd, though.
He did a great job selling it.
Yeah.
Maybe he was trying to just up the price by saying he wasn't interested.
Brother, it worked.
Yeah.
But video... Well, the video is good. It didn't do brilliant. Like,
it's weird.
I think that's weird because it's such a classic in my mind.
But I think it's one of those things where... and we talked to Jack Sucks Alive about this as well, where he's like... very watchable from other YouTubers.
Mm.
And I think it's the same sort of thing. That video pandered really well to other creators.
Yeah.
But actually the people are like, it doesn't really matter that much.
I think I obsessed so much about that packaging and it probably wasn't that strong. I might change it sometimes.
I love the concept of the video that it was like all the, what's it called? Little stones? Infinity stones?
Yeah.
In the end, you collected them all.
Yeah,
I don't think the YouTube... like museum is even that bad of a title and thumbnail.
No, me looking back.
I feel like that would actually make more sense to viewers, whereas it kind of sounds like you kind of had a ride or die moment on KSI by doing that thumbnail title.
And it was an old, like that Lambo was big in like 2015, he made the song.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
you, have
yeah,
to be,
yeah.
you have to really know your stuff and maybe slightly be older.
Maybe there's not as many viewers actually. Yeah, it's a good point, Henry.
Yeah, Lamborghini.
There was a YouTube strategist hit me up in DMs recently and was like, here is 10 titles for that video that are better. And I was like,
can we talk about that actually? What? YouTube strategists on Twitter. There is like hordes of them.
Yeah.
Like they have just crawled out of everywhere. Like they are, and I think that they are multiplying with each other.
Yeah.
Because what happens is they get in these groups. And I think that they breed with each other, and then suddenly there's like 10 more of them.
And they also charge a ridiculous amount of money.
But they apparently know all this stuff about YouTube while never being successful on YouTube.
I think, I feel like 95% of them, you're going, just a bit of a charlatan. Like, you've not done it before. And then some others have been like, you speak to them, you're like, I do scripts, I do ideation, I do thumbnails, I do this for this prominent creator. And you're like, okay, you know your stuff. Did you see the one? There was a guy who was talking about Rome wasn't built in a day. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. No.
And he was like, he's tweeting, Rome wasn't built in a day. He's talking about Logan Paul. And he was like, but Hiroshima was destroyed in one. And he posted a picture of Logan of Hiroshima and then Logan Paul in the suicide forest on the picture next. And he's like, but then it was rebuilt. And then he posted a picture of Hiroshima now and Logan Paul with the prime bottle.
Oh. So he's saying, so they were better off for it, I guess.
Yeah, you should.
Wow, interesting suggestion. Yeah,
it's a bit of an epidemic though, isn't it? It is. You go on Twitter and it's just like thread of, like as soon as Mr. Beast uploads, it's like 50 posts of like, why this thumbnail is amazing. It could be any thumbnail, but just because
I hate it so much.
The theory, the leading lines of
look at his cartoony face. It makes it look more extravagant and special, and looks like someone's done something to it.
Honestly, they do a bad job of the reality of YouTube because they make it look like we know what we're doing, and that's really just not the truth.
Yeah, like overanalyzing.
Yeah, I mean, we are constantly YouTube. Is changing so fast that we have never known what's going on. Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I might have 20 million plus subs, but to be fair, honestly, I have no idea.
Do you have anyone like that on your teams? Like not a YouTube really. Brain?
No,
on your team?
Not
no.
like a really? Strategist.
I used to have like contact with people and we used to look at things and sure, you know, you have these brands that you work with and they like to, you know, sell analytics of your channel to you in a way. But I mean, come on. Like, I don't feel like it's ever fully helped.
I think
you can have proper calls and sure you find out something,
right? The thing is for you, right? The biggest advice anyone could ever give you would just be upload more. It's true though. Yeah. You could go through all the advice in the world.
Yeah.
And you could make the most like the perfect thumbnail, the perfect video. But if you've not uploaded enough or you know, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. I think there's just so many variables in these types of things, and people get so caught up with like testing things, and then you just find the answer to the question you were looking for, and then you say, "Oh, there you go."
I personally also believe that as long as the video is good, like you know,
but
could
the video always be a little bit better? Like, what if you improved it 1% every
time? Yeah, sure. But
and then in 100 videos,
you know, one different word in the title isn't going to make the huge. Isn't going to kill it being a viral or not being a viral? But you know, like it's about the video in the end.
But if I think a lot of them are like, oh, is the you know, is there a good payoff? Is there a strong enough goal? Is within the first 30 seconds, am I bored? If you're showing them enough, I think. You should maybe keep them slightly at arm's length, but I always like, I like chatting to one when they go, a video I think's brilliant, and they go, I think this was bad. And I'm like, I always kind of like, just seeing the other side, or I think it's always.
I think we've always had the mentality of like, because we feedback's good, but we'd rather get something up, entertain the viewers, and then focus on the next one type of thing.
Yeah,
whereas like spending forever to make the one thing perfect just seems like a bit of a spiral, but. Yeah.
So back to the museum thing, right? You also had PewDiePie's 100 million play button.
Yeah, for the day.
For the day.
Yeah,
I'm so bummed out about that. What? This is not a real place.
The museum?
Yeah.
They're just keeping it open. Yeah.
I know there's this one YouTuber, and I believe it's a real place. His name is Shmi, and he's got an actual museum called the Shmi Museum.
Yeah.
He's a car YouTuber, so Josh Cars, you know, these things with four wheels. There's like his car collections there. And I don't know if you can actually walk in or if it's like
surely
private.
Not, right?
I think it's a private thing.
Because he lives, did he live?
But it is a physical museum.
Or, isn't the UK or is it in Germany?
I think it's in the UK.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
I have no idea where it is.
Breaded.
But can we make this a thing? Doesn't YouTube put a little bit of effort into
this? But to be fair though, I think a lot of the items you had, obviously they were kind of on loan, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But why, you can't really British Museum those things.
No, but why is special to the original person, like Gibbs robes or I forget what we even had in there, but there was a lot of things I was like, do you remember when, you know, Nico Omolona, when he went for the mayor, his glasses, I was like, can I just...
It's
more special to him. I'm not, as you say,
why did you have to buy the Lambo if the rest was on loan?
Because Mark from Macclesfield said, "Will give me 200,000 big ones, or you're not getting it, or you're not getting your title of thumbnail." So I said, "Yes, Mark, thank you very much. Here's Raid Shadow Legends money." But it was, I liked the video.
were there any, out of the items that you had, were there any other fun stories on how you had to get them in weird ways? Or were they
honestly
all pretty easy?
No, just a text. There was one, like I did this kind of mystery wheel of like, oh, you could win a penny to a Charizard card just to keep the video interesting throughout.
That was really off-putting for me. I was
fuck you then.
Yeah,
I said I wanted loads of feedback and now I'm not taking it well. Gib got a Rolex and he opened it, he was like, it's a bit ugly, I could tell that he didn't really like it. He put it differently to make it look like, you know, it was...
I did see that bit.
Oh my God.
This is a bit of a secret. If you watch that video, it's that bit slightly staged because the good items I gave to the people I knew would scream the most. So TGF got the Pokemon card. Gib, I thought he would scream for a Rolex. He wasn't so. And then I gave the people I thought wouldn't react well to a big expensive prize like Tommy, who is, you know, very...
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Did you put any of your own...
Did you listen
to
what he
said? The video anyway.
Did you just hear that, Jelly?
Yeah.
He lied in a YouTube video.
Ah. Don't we all?
First YouTuber to ever do that.
But did you put any of your own items into the museum?
No, I don't think there was anything that interesting. I don't think I've just over the last 6 years sat back and talked about everyone else. I don't know if I've ever done,
you know,
anything particularly.
There's this one video that you made where you drove in a little car.
Oh yeah.
From the south of the UK to the north of the UK.
Yeah.
Is it world's smallest car?
Yeah. Because
surely that would be an RC car, right?
Well, you can't drive in it. Like I didn't. The title was never going to be "World's Smallest Actually Drivable and Licensed by the DVLA" car, right? It's a car.
Okay, so you drove across the UK in world's smallest car. It has three wheels.
Uh-huh.
It flips over if you're not careful.
I think you're getting. You're thinking of. Oh yeah, no, it does. Yeah, it does. It does.
It does flip over.
Yeah. I mean, every car can flip over if you're not careful.
Yeah. Are you thinking
not
of
every.
The
Reliant? Surely not every.
The Robin.
Yeah, every car. Can
Are you
flip.
Thinking of the one Jeremy Clarkson did or?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I don't know. It's the same car, though. Right. Yours, it was like a wheel in the back, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, same car. It was funny. But like, did you buy that car for that video?
That was another stupid decision. So that car originally was made in the 60s by a company called Peel. I don't know if they went.
Peel.
Yeah, Peel. They are not around anymore. So a other company now makes replicas of them, or used to, for a lot less. I think the real ones from the 60s are like 150 grand.
Oh, wow.
The new ones are, like, I think 15, 20. So we bought one, and a week before the shoot, we got it delivered to us, and we realized it got it delivered, and it wasn't registered with the DVLA.
Right.
And registering a new car with the DVLA is a six-week process.
Oh, wow.
So we bought one, and then we realized we can't drive this. So we bought one, and we rented a kind man named Alex's. I had the idea for the video. And
wait,
I was like,
what?
So you bought one and then didn't use it?
Yeah, we didn't use it. Yeah, we only sold it last week.
Why didn't it end up in the museum?
Because that was after the museum.
That was after, Jelly.
Oh, that was after. My timeline's off.
I was just going to go.
No, I didn't click, you know, I browsed the channel and I clicked on popular. not on latest.
Oh yeah,
so they're out of order, you know? They're out of order.
Oh, my God.
Well, but that is, the YouTube museum should have, you know, I know it's just a video, but if it was a hypothetical, if it was a real place,
that would be
it
cool.
Should have had things coming into it.
It's interesting though, because it's like what defines something that would go into the museum.
Well, that's
do you
why
guys
I
have any.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's why I said YouTube should actually have something like
that. That's
this.
So
yeah,
true.
But,
that's yeah, so
you know,
true.
It shouldn't be Will thing and E having to spend 220 grand on a Lambo.
We know YouTube fairly well. We know that they don't really dabble in. They don't. YouTube are like careful. They don't want to be too close to any particular. Yeah. YouTuber.
I don't know, man. They used to do things back in the day where their offices in Amsterdam and London had a little booth to the side where fans could actually buy merch from the YouTubers. If you remember that.
Yeah, but this is so like
I
nowadays,
don't know. I don't
YouTube's
think
washed
that
its
bad.
Hands. I feel like with...
they're commenting on people's videos now. Do you ever get that? Like,
yeah, true. Yeah.
I've met the person
oh,
that
really?
Does those comments. Yeah.
Oh really? And is it just one bloke?
It's just one lady. Well, oh, okay. Who knows if she's still in the job? But it's just, she just walks around with her phone and just does that.
Oh man.
She walks around town with her phone.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, I'm sure she does walk around town sometimes, but she just has it on her phone she's also the same person that does the tweets.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And that's just
so much more casual than you think.
Oh my God. Wow.
It's just one person. It's not like with YouTube, you would kind of think that there's like, they've got a whole floor and it's just like, this is our YouTube comments team.
Yeah,
approvals,
yeah, yeah.
Manager. No, it's just one person. One really nice lady. And it might have changed now, but she was lovely. And
wait, so you're saying she might be a terrible person now?
Oh, potentially. Yeah. No. It could be a different person. But the thing is that I think that's why. Have you ever noticed that YouTube Twitter, YouTube comments, it kind of goes through phases. And I think that's where it's changing to a different person who has different like interests.
Yeah. What blew my mind recently, like partner managers.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to someone amongst there, and apparently for the entirety of the UK, there's like a partner manager, they keep you in check. Like if you've got any issues, they sort you out just for the audience. They're really, really important. They're dead good to have. For the entirety of the UK, apparently there's only 7 of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're so.
And it kind of, some of them have way more than others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually, I'm in an awkward spot with partner managers.
Oh, what have you said?
I want to make sure I don't say anything wrong here. So YouTube like fires my partner manager.
Oh, shit.
But so I am Dutch, right? Although I don't live in the Netherlands.
Right.
But so they don't really know where to put me.
Yeah. Because he's also English speaking.
I'm an English speaking creator.
Any managers in Monaco?
No, there's no managers in Monaco. So then they would send me to the French team, but they have nothing to do with English content.
Yeah, exactly. Even if he was given his own country where he was from, it wouldn't make sense because that's not for English
speaking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm just in such an awkward spot. If I have any questions, recently, since a couple of weeks, I do have someone to help me, but it's been, YouTube is just confused. They don't know where to put me.
Mm-hmm.
So every couple of months I get a new guy.
Yeah, I love my partner manager.
Me too.
I don't know if we've got the same partner manager.
Yeah, I know you're a partner. I know you're a partner manager now.
Okay.
So that's a good help. That's a good help.
Yeah, no, but the thing is,
it's divided.
There's literally two different types of YouTubers. There's YouTubers that have support and literally don't. They say only nice things about YouTube. And then there's the opposite. The YouTubers without support. You see them on Twitter every 2 seconds.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah.
Oh no, this has happened to my channel. And I feel like you and me, and to a certain extent, we'll just sit there and go, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
But why, you know, like for me, I personally think it's kind of bad how my upbringing, it not being in the UK, has a negative influence on which partner manager.
But as partner managed,
the world's smallest violin for you.
Oh, I think it kind of sucks. You know, it sucked. I had my channel deleted once.
Did you?
I had no one to call.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you have your channel deleted?
It was 2.5 years ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What was that
for?
Did
you download one of those downloadable brand deals where they turn it in your channel Russian and stuff?
No. I think it was, I think I got like 200 strikes or something in a couple of hours.
Wow. Yeah, that was weird though, right? Because it was, like copyright strikes though.
Yeah, but they were invalid.
Yeah, but...
Was it a song? Or
I don't remember. I genuinely don't remember.
But you can't really get copyright... This striking's different now, isn't it? Like you can't really get copyright striked.
Oh, you still can. Yeah.
You can
also get strikes for violating terms of service.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. Like that's the main one.
Yeah, because it's like a strike works. They get you. You say no, this is fine, and then if you double down on it, then you get a strike. I think.
Yeah, it changed.
It was very odd, but hey, the good old days. I got my channel back.
Isn't that wild though? Like for some YouTubers, like we are literally just a couple strikes away from being homeless.
From
it's
us
like
supplying.
You built your entire livelihood on someone else's land that they could just go.
Yeah, and it's just like, get out.
How lucky were we to pick YouTube as a platform? Imagine.
Well, we didn't really have many choices. Yeah,
no. But imagine, right? We were just in a slightly younger generation and we were TikTok creators.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't want to speak bad about TikTok creators.
No, do it.
But
I want to hear it.
But they're just... They're just not as well off as us, and I don't mean money wise, but I think as a platform in general, Like the audience
you
that watches it.
You couldn't have picked a worse word when saying.
Hey man, I'm not British, so I.
Well
I,
off
I
definitely means money, Jelly.
Well off means money. Oh, I meant more as in how things have been laid out for us
financially.
Well, I mean, CPM's pretty terrible on TikTok.
So. Yeah. Have you? Mm-hmm. Do you make TikToks?
Well? Not really. No. No. It's too many plates spinning.
Yeah.
And people
yeah.
always think
it's tough uploading
these
four
TikTok
times a
creators.
Year.
You know. Oh God. Yeah. I mean, they really have to do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do all these brand deals and stuff to actually earn any money, yeah. right?
Poor then.
But that's not easy, man. Life. It's not easy working with brands.
No.
It's not.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that they're doing all right. Compared to like a, you know, it's Cozy Lives and everything. I mean, it's doing a little brand
Cozy deal. What?
The Cozy Lives.
Cozy Lives. You not heard of Cozy Lives?
No, what's that?
It's like since Queen
he
Elizabeth
lives in Monaco,
died.
To be fair. I mean, yeah. it doesn't really...
No.
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're saying. More than half the people don't live in the UK, Josh.
They know what Cozy Lives is.
All right, can you please explain to me who is Cozy Lives? even the producer has no idea who Cozy Lives is.
I have not got a clue what you're talking
really?
About.
Really? Well, I know about the Cotswolds. Where we are, but no. You know the Cotswolds, did you just say?
No, that was
him. That was not me.
Well, of course you don't know the Cozy Lives. The Cozy Lives is what we as a nation have named the cost of living crisis to make us feel better about,
excuse me?
Make them us feel better about dealing with it.
You gave it a name.
So, Jenny,
don't look at me. Don't.
Life's like things are more expensive
now. It's a UKism.
Yeah, I think we've called it like inflation for many, many decades.
Okay.
Cozy Lives.
Should we? I think we
yeah,
should.
Yeah, but that sounds much scarier.
Yeah, cost
right?
of living.
Yeah,
cost
I've
of
never
living.
Heard.
All right. Cost of living goes up.
Yeah. Okay.
Cozy Lives.
Let's bring this back.
The fuck.
Let's bring this back. Okay. Let's bring this.
Sorry,
back.
Sorry, mate. I, you know,
it's easy to forget that we have a guest here today who's been very gracious in coming down to visit us.
So I feel like a guest here today. I'm being.
Let's talk about them. I think to be fair, British people have this like subtle tendency to band together and then try and take over things.
It's yeah. happening right now. Yeah. It's happening right
it
now.
It happened. It's happened with other guests as well. I've noticed. Anyway, well, so. I want to talk about we obviously mentioned it at the beginning, the Belle Delphine,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know, what would you want to call it? The episode.
The series. It's a series. Yeah.
Yeah. How did that start?
She had a Patreon and she had a very expensive tier on said Patreon. And I thought, let me make a video buying that Patreon. But I think so we did it. This video has... like 10, 14 million views, which is one of my most viewed videos. Terrible video. You know, I go up and buy it and you don't see what happens at the end of buying it because when you did, nothing happened because I think she just put it on as like a...
Oh.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Can you see how expensive this Patreon tier was?
Like $2,500.
Per month.
No. Oh, does it repeat? Maybe, but I wasn't going to... I wasn't going to...
I told
oh,
you.
I might want to check.
Maybe I was right. YouTubers are well off. He has no idea if it actually repeated, mate.
Well, the thing is, and then it never went through. And yeah, it kind of just all kicked off from there.
So that was the start of your journey.
Yeah.
With Belle Delphine.
Yeah.
And, but that that's the start. You went all the way to her... giving you a car? Like, mm-hmm. what happened in between? Like, how did you get there? Do you know this, Jelly?
So, well, yeah, I know he ended up getting a car.
So I buy the Patreon, yeah. and then the money I spent... do you know who Morg's mum is?
Yes.
Yeah.
At that time in 2019, I was waging war with, like, a 50-year-old
oh,
woman.
Yeah, that was, like, a whole thing.
I was just on it with
I want
everyone.
Her on.
And I basically paid Belle Delphine to make a video joining me on my quest to beat Morg's mum.
Yeah.
And then it went quiet reasonable. For a couple of months. Morg's mum held smoke. Take that, Jill. And after a few whiles, I think, because with Belle Delphine, she kind of comes around and then goes and then
right.
comes around
right.
and creates some big controversy or hysteria and generates, I'm assuming, a lot of cash. And I think she was just planning a big stunt to come back with. And she's like, oh, I'll send you a mystery package or whatever. And I'm like, oh, sick. Go on, the last couple of videos went down well. So I'm waiting for this mystery package. I'm like, oh, and she was like, I can't send you it. Like, I can't send it in the post. And I'm thinking, like, it's livestock or like it's something.
A bomb.
And she gives me an address one day and she's like, I'm going to be, she was like, come here no earlier than like 10 a.m. or like no, on this
what
day.
Is this?
And this address was a car park in London Bridge, like just outside the shot. And we get up to it and we're trying to film and we get turned away or whatever. And I'm thinking like she's hidden this package in the car park. Like I have no idea at any point that it's a car. And we go up and it's just this, the car is the package. The car is the crate. There is just this bright pink Fiat 500. It's got a massive pink teddy in it. It's got like pink crates and whatever. And it's just got like everything, all the certificates signed into my name. The keys just under the door. You just drive it away.
What?
It blew my mind. So I just had this little pink Fiat 500 that I think said Belle Delphine on the side that was brilliant for getting around London in, just a little run around.
You kept it?
Yeah, but yeah, for like a year and a half because it was...
With the wrap?
With the wrap, I wasn't taking that off. It was just a normal Fiat 500 without
the wrap. That's a museum piece, mate.
That's valid. I don't know. We destroyed it at the start of the museum video. I can't remember why.
Oh, yeah, there was a shot of that. Yeah.
What, destroying the car?
Yeah. You dropped it from a crane.
Oh, yeah, you did as well, yeah.
I'm not sure
even
why.
The even the destroyed one would be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't understand. You didn't
think
Yanny for
wrapped
one...
it? Just never told anyone? Just secretly wrapped it in the back?
Not for one moment did you think that you were going to get murdered.
No. Fine, right? No. I was just mental, but not.
Have you ever heard of a car bomb?
Oh,
yeah, well, that was what I was a bit.
She's done bath bombs, right?
Or... Yeah, and it was next to the shot. I'm like leaving a suspicious package there. I was like, it's a brave move.
And I like the way that she made sure to put it in your name.
Yeah, before it goes.
But you had, I'm sure you had to send her some information. Yeah, no. But
yeah, really... she was.
Oh, you do? Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Like my she has all my contact details and my
your full name and everything.
Yeah.
Did she have a team?
I don't know.
Do you only ever talk to her?
She's quite a mysterious character. Yeah.
You've never met her, right?
Although you could get to know quite a lot of her nowadays, right?
Wouldn't be familiar.
You wouldn't know what I'm talking about at all? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I guess I understand what you're saying.
What am I saying?
But have you met her?
Well, what am I saying, Jelly?
I'm not answering your question.
What was my question?
If you've ever seen her.
What?
Josh, what are you asking?
You've got a funny shade of red there.
Oh.
check this guy's search history.
I didn't subscribe.
I didn't pay the $2,500 Patreon. That's no. For sure.
Well, what did you debate?
I have never even actually. Yeah. I have
my monthly package is way less than that.
I have subscribed to certain things on Patreon, but it wasn't from Belle Delphine. Hmm. Yeah, it's actually more boring. GTA mod developers. Yeah, you know,
boring game alive.
You know, it's like pre-chewed content for us that we can basically buy on Patreon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty easy then for us gaming YouTubers. Yeah.
How big's your team though? What's the background?
I've got five full time, including myself, and then
so what do they do
for four of it? For
right, look, we're working on up in it, right? You will forget I've got three channels. Respect some of it.
They're taking you for a
one
ride.
One of them is a really successful podcast channel that we should be watching called This Week on the Internet. It's like a pop culture news show. I'm sure you'd love it if you watched this podcast.
Like I said,
if you look for this podcast in the Spotify charts, if you just scroll up a bit, mine will be there. So I have a producer called Abby. We have a production coordinator, Orla, who runs This Week on the Internet, great podcast. I have my videographer, Yayan. I have my lead editor, Mikey. And then we have an editor for This Week on the Internet. And then a few freelance editors, thumbnail designers, clip collectors for the React channel.
Right.
We do stuff. It just, if you only look at the main channel, it doesn't look like we do much.
But is that because the podcast though is like fairly new? Because so you were doing the main stuff, but then you had like a second channel which was kind of lower quality reaction content.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wait, were we saying lower quality in terms of reaction?
Don't know, what are we saying?
Were we saying lower quality than the main or reaction content? It's on the low end of that scale.
Both.
Because that's highly
so
offensive.
So you are a reaction creator.
Absolutely. It's just one of the...
You were trying to make it fancy, but you have a React channel.
I love that... One thing I did love when I... Because I definitely have seen some of the reaction stuff over the years. I love that you owned it. Like, that's the key thing.
Yeah.
You owned what you
it's
were doing.
Grift, yeah.
The worst thing, and we know the reaction creators, like, it's when they make it look like it's high quality work.
Yeah,
that's
you're doing it really well.
Thank you. It's really kind of you. Yeah, it's a cash grab, but it's a brilliant take.
I don't think so. I think you're making entertaining content. It doesn't matter how you're
watching entertaining content.
And it's entertaining to watch you watch it.
Well, we'll take it.
Did you know that there are certain gaming creators out there? Now, I don't think I'm going to name anyone. Oh. All right, That actually don't play their game.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, maybe not anymore.
Are they just shout over the top of it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Has he ever said that?
No, I don't think so.
That's well, that's not good.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you think we care?
Really? So you don't play the game?
So, like Josh said, if it takes us an hour, right? It'll take him half an hour, but only just having to react to it.
Yeah, so you pay someone else to play the game.
And do they play it better than him?
There's more than just him, 100%.
Yeah.
There's channels
and
out there.
And to be fair, he would probably just admit it, to be honest. Like, he doesn't really care that much about that sort of stuff. But yeah, it's surprisingly, gaming is... There's channels out there that have really nailed putting in as little effort into gaming as you can.
Name three.
They kind of come and go. I think the big thing at the moment is, and I can't think of any off the top of my head, but channels that don't have a person like connected to them.
Right.
Like, there's a few of them, and they're actually sometimes you find that they're connected to other big YouTubers who kind of make these like new channels with characters running them, and when in fact there's just like regurgitated content that just comes out.
Nice.
But there's just a lot of those types of things right now. Gaming's a lot like that. That's just how it is. I mean, gaming in itself has always been a very trendy thing. Like a new game comes out and then everyone's going to play it, or a new update comes out and everyone's going to play it. So it's...
Or react to it.
Yeah. You know, actually, to be fair, someone who's like nailed both sides of it is Ali A.
Yeah. That's true.
So he does the gaming and he's done the reactions. Have you seen his reaction stuff? How incredible.
It's blowing up.
And the shorts and stuff as well. Yeah, they,
like he's on both sides of that.
Yes,
and the shorts. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
they go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys actually watch those types of things on? Do you watch shorts at all?
No.
Ooh. I watch like funny little clips.
But do you watch shorts?
I feel like YouTube shorts are just they're just worse TikToks. No, are you much of a
I don't watch TikTok.
Well done. Yourself?
Not really. Not too much.
Oh, I waste a good hour a day on there. That's probably why it's 4 months between.
I've actually tried to actually watch them more recently to try and get a bit more onto trends and stuff.
To try. It doesn't it doesn't get on there and you go and you go, oh my god, this app knows my brain inside out. It knows that I love little dogs or whatever.
I don't know. I think it's just not how my brain works
fair
on that.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Nah, but Josh, to be fair, you don't even have Instagram on your phone or Twitter.
No,
or...
I'm super boring.
Yeah,
no,
I mean
I have to force myself to go onto Instagram. Yeah. On Twitter.
If he needs to post something like a story, he has to download the app. Get
so what do you do in your spare time?
Factor. Or he just sends someone a message to post.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah. Sometimes.
You're like off the grid.
I don't know.
You should see his housemate.
That's a nervous laugh.
I don't know.
What do you do?
I think that people, I mean, you underestimate, like you probably say an hour and it's like actually probably like 3 or 4 hours. Like people consume so much of their lives on like scrolling through stuff like that. What do? Clearly not much, apparently. I don't know. I play
guitar?
Some games sometimes in the evenings, or I'm just a bit of a boring, I've got dogs. You've got dogs.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. What dogs you got?
I got like two labs, basically, and they're just energetic. Nice. Do a lot of like boring home stuff, really.
Nice.
I wonder how, because you literally have someone doing everything at your house.
Yeah.
So what do? The house is clean. You don't have to clean anymore. Yeah. You don't have to walk the dogs anymore. Yeah. What do you do?
That, to be fair, the people I pay, they don't work on the weekends. So.
Sorry, this is turning into a roast.
Well, funny enough, though, so do you share much about your personal life?
I'm quite open.
We're quite open in terms of what? Like, do you show like
what's your address?
Cars? Where you live? Stuff you
I mean,
buy,
he showed his cars, mate.
I would say general area, but like,
Do you
never
do you
take
show,
a picture out the window?
Yeah, but I know. But do you like show off things you're buying and stuff?
Not really.
It's a conversation we've had because historically I've been locked down, like never show anything, right? And it's actually only because of the podcast that a little bit of stuff, like lifestyle stuff's leaked out. Whereas Jelly has shown things like cars and big boats and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess.
But I always find it funny talking to creators and like finding where they sit on that sort of spectrum of showing off, spending money.
I'm not much for wanting to be like, look at this. But like that Lambo video is very showy off.
Yeah.
To just be like, I've just had the disposable income to be and buy this stupid little thing for my silly little YouTube video. So there's that side of it, but I'm kind of trying not to be like,
yeah. So like on do you do like Twitter and Instagram like from your you do that sort of stuff?
Do it.
Yeah, nice.
He just shares everything, mate.
But you do a lot of, because you also interact with quite a lot of other creators as well. So you've done like the Cybin charity match, so you know those guys quite well. And you do sort of collabs with other creators and stuff like that. How did you come to being in like the Cybin match, for example?
The first time in 2017, I think it was like the second one they put in. I had just moved to London and was just kind of meeting everyone. Just like, it's just a bit of a bubble in London of just like,
yeah.
Everyone kind of makes videos. It's just, it's almost like a big kind of sixth form. And it was just like, yeah, we got a spot. Do you want to play? And I was like, absolutely fine. Yeah.
And then sort of, you just stuck with staying on it.
What, this charity match?
Yeah, because you played on the most recent one, right?
I'm still surviving on there, yeah. I'm not being cut for like a big celebrity.
Can you quickly explain to me what the charity match is? And maybe to the viewers, because I know what it is, but I didn't know it was a series. I thought it was just a one-off charity thing.
No, there's been multiple of them.
Yeah. But they're all for charity. It's not like an actual football competition.
It's pretty feisty, mate. It means a lot.
Do you train?
No. Well, I did a couple of runs for one once. But for me, I'm not very good at football, so I already know it's not going to go well. So I'm like, I could train for 6 months and still be terrible.
Are you on the creators team then?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube All-Stars.
The YouTube All-Stars, that's what it's called. Can you name some players?
Last year we had Chunks, we had Nico, we had Noah Beck. He's gorgeous, mind. He's gorgeous. Yeah. We had Theo Baker. Do you know Theo Baker?
Yeah.
You know Theo Baker?
Yeah.
Really? You know Theo Baker?
He's from...
what color hair does he have?
Blonde? No,
he doesn't really have any hair. Yeah, but just those guys, and then the rest.
He's always in the bag of some creators. Because I'm not sure he's got his own channel or anything like that. But his name is out there, dude.
It's funny. Have you ever found in the last few years that there's YouTubers that like make good videos, and there's also YouTubers who are really good in videos. He's fantastic to have in all video.
They're career side characters.
Wasn't he one of Joe Weller's friends?
Yes.
There you go. That's what I know him from. Yeah. So apart from that, I don't know him.
Well, you know, and I'm
not sure Joe Weller's even uploading. I'm not sure. I don't know. I know they had some beef.
It's a good point though. There's a lot of creators who are like almost perpetually side character status and basically just seem to never be able to break through it, but will collab with other people. Yeah. Actually, you have your own side character. I can't remember his name.
Mikey?
No.
James? Yeah. You can't call him a side character. He's got a successful channel. He's a touring musician. I think that's rude to call him my little side character.
Okay. Are you the side character then?
That's what I'm terrible at, I think. I feel like I can make a good video. I feel like I can think about what does, you know, 0 to 16 minutes look like. How do we tell a good story without sounding a wanker? And then people invite me into their videos and it's just like comedic timing for a one-liner. I'm like, I just wasn't very funny there. I feel like I'm only kind of good if I have control of
maybe
the video.
Maybe I found a fellow control freak.
Well, that could be it, yeah.
Yeah, finally.
So me and Jelly sit on like two ends of the spectrum on that. I'm like a bit of a control freak over things and he has no control over his own life.
That is incorrect. Damn. What do you mean, no control of my own life?
What do you mean?
No control over anything that me and Josh do together because he's the control freak.
Mm. Yeah. But you like that.
Yeah, you're good at being in control. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's like a sub-dom thing.
I love that I just have to fly in, record a podcast, and leave.
So you can sort of just say stuff.
Sub-dom?
Yeah. Sub.
Sub-dom?
Sub.
Are you a sub or a dom?
I don't know. I'm a sub. I'm sub to the show. Let's go,
brother.
Sub to the show. Yeah. That's faux show.
Yeah. That's cool, Jay. That's really cool.
I don't know what is a dom? Like a dom?
Someone who is like, you know,
a dom. Like
no, dom. You know, dom.
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 Mate, dom from down the pub.
Dom pub. Dom from down the pub.
Yeah.
Dude, mate, listen, all right? You're going
to... It's not an
English
thing.
Listen, we can make... It's not.
No, I'm sure there's lots of
I was about to say we can make an entire episode about British slang, and I won't get it, mate. Huh?
Trust me, subs get it. Yeah. We can move on.
But I'm a sub.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a big, really?
I'm sub to the show.
Yeah.
Josh, can you please explain
it? Who else are you sub to?
Will and E? I don't know what I'm saying.
Jelly, I don't know if you're sub to me.
I can actually check.
No, keep that to yourself.
I'm probably not.
He's got pictures?
Oh, no, I'm not sub to you. I'll sub to you right now.
How did you do your research then, huh?
Just scroll. I might have done it on my alt.
Touch your phone. Touch your phone.
Dude, you don't want to touch
this. No. Touch your phone.
No, I'm not.
I want to see the little red bar on the videos. It's like, yeah.
It's just, I don't trust you. Jelly actually has been watching a lot of your shorts, but actually it's just, you can only get 60 seconds through one of your main videos.
Listen, you're trying to throw this off, but I want you to explain to me what a sub means and what a dog.
So it means, I don't want to say it. Does anyone else want to say it?
Just make.
Is it a sexual reference?
Yes. No,
I'm just gonna Google it and read it out loud. I don't give a fuck.
While you're doing that,
wow, we're off the chain.
Yeah, yeah.
Sub and a dom.
Make sure you click images.
Oh, one person, the dom, takes on more of the leader role. The guide, the enforcer, and the sub assumes more the role of the pleaser, the tester, / the baby girl. that just got really weird.
I was about to say, how did he find that the just, most PG explanation?
That just got really weird. So it's a role play thing.
Yeah.
Can a dom marry a sub?
What?
Yeah, the answer is two doms. Some do, some don't. Some doms are already married to someone else, as are some subs. So, Josh, you'd consider yourself a dom then. You know what that means in Dutch? What a stupid person.
Fine.
So that's why, you know, in my mind, when you're saying these words, you're quite literally saying, are you a sub or are you a stupid person?
Jelly, we do have a guest here today.
All right. Anyway, I wanted to, you know, you just mentioned the shorts thing, all right? I saw a really funny short of you. And And I'm really sad you're not wearing that t-shirt today.
Oh, the Mr. Beast one.
Yeah, no, Mr. Beats.
Oh, yeah, that kicked off. People
believe Josh doesn't
that.
Know what you're talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
No,
have you seen it?
Yeah, I think you should have gone further and actually sold more.
We didn't sell any. Yeah, we didn't. The plan was to sell some, but it's like if you plug it in the short to be like, haha, it's for sale now.
Yeah,
it's not going to get pushed anymore. Yeah, it's going to flop.
Can you, for context, just explain what this
is? So I made a short. I was doing a Mr. Beast challenge, and I was like, I don't have
the private jet one, right?
Yeah, the private jet one, which annoyingly, right, was originally positioned as if you win this challenge, we give it the jet to your biggest fan. I don't care, give it to me. And then they couldn't get all the fans together, so it ended up just going to whoever won the challenge. Pistick. So I didn't prepare, wasn't really asked, and I wore a t-shirt to a shoot that was going to go overnight. And this t-shirt, I was like, oh, well, if I'm not going to win anything, let me at least get a short or a video out of it. So I basically was like, I sold fake Mr. Beast merch for a short. And I basically went in wearing this knockoff looking Mr. Beast top. I told it Mr. Beats. I bought the URL one letter different to Jimmy's actual shop, is shopmrbeast.com. I bought shopmrbeats.com, whatever. And I was originally going to be like, oh, let me sell these or let me sell it and give it to charity or whatever. But if you do that, people are going to flick off from the video. So I just put a big screenshot at the end of someone's Shopify earnings, and I just looked for someone's Shopify earnings that were so utterly ridiculous that people would understand it was a joke. So it was like 700K monthly sales. And then I also, if you go to shopmrbeats.com, it's a picture of me in handcuffs being like, being arrested by Mr. Beast Enterprises. Please subscribe to Will and E. So many news outlets like ran with it, being like, YouTuber makes nearly $1 million off Mr. Beast merch. And then they reached out to Jimmy's team to be like, can you, you know, say if this is true? And they were like, we've had no, you know, communication on this. We've not heard or whatever. And it just went, and there's loads of stuff. Like if you search my name for news or whatever, not that I've ever done that.
No,
it's all just like, made $1 million off fake Mr. Beast merch.
I think you should have just done it and sold them.
I fell for it, man.
And also, I think you should have made a proper main channel video
Where's the, there's not a hole named Chandler in that.
There is. Are you kidding me?
Mr. Beachman. There's a 9 out of 10.
And then you go out and make a store, like make an actual shop selling it and all that. There's layers on this. You could have done that.
I think it's enough.
No, oh, dude, you could have done that.
I think you're probably not willing to do that because you feel like you're profiting off somebody else's name.
Oh, no, I just don't think it's a...
Oh, no, that's not a problem.
It's not big enough.
I think you probably, if you had hired a strategist, they would have been able to help you expand on that one and make a video out of it.
How much do you charge?
How much do I charge?
Yeah. I thought you were saying you.
No, depends.
No, but honestly.
I guess one sub dom coupon.
Okay, I don't know what that means. A sub and a dom coupon. Yeah. I thought you had to be either or, mate.
Yeah, well.
You know, you could be a switch.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He could be a sub and a dom.
This is the issue.
I was about to Google what a switch means.
It's 2023. Just... You can be whatever you want to be.
Yeah. Oh, and I completely agree with that. But you asked me what I am.
Yeah.
And I am subscribed to the show.
I think we're getting distracted again. But I think the main point is that I think there was definitely a video there. But yeah. Whatever. We'll agree to disagree.
I'm kind of sad. You know, I would have totally bought it, but only if it came as a hoodie.
Oh, really?
Oh, don't get me wrong. At the end of the video, you should have probably donated the money or something.
There was no money. I didn't get any money. I didn't sell anything.
Oh, right. Yeah. But let's see the earnings on this chart.
On the show.
Sends $20 to Mr. Beast. Full earnings.
So he says he doesn't make any money off Mr. Beast.
Let's find out exactly how much was made from.
Okay, nice.
From that
short. Let's see where this is going. Okay, from this short. Let me find it. This short got. It did 30. I titled it. Thank you. Mr. Beats pays my mortgage. It's got 33 million views. Oh, do you know what? That's pretty good. For sure, I've made 700 quid. 700 quid off Mr. Beast's fake merchandise. So yeah,
that's actually not too bad considering some of the things I've seen. But yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Wow, he's even showing.
We'll take it.
Yeah. Dude, that's much better than TikTok would pay you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they give you little bonuses as well. They go, oh, well done. This has got a million quid. Sometimes they give you 100 quid, I think.
Yeah. They like to just give you a little bit.
They feed you.
Throw some pennies in for everyone.
It must be hard for them. Because when do you ever watch an advert on short form? Well, you never do, but if you scroll through it. It must be
Are there ads on short form?
Exactly. So it must be hard for them to monetize.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why it's not. Mm-hmm. That's not why it's not significant.
So going back
still
to the
$700.
Going back to the plane thing, right? So you were in that video.
Yes.
Did you have any hopes of winning?
No. No, I'm just not a strong-willed person. I know it's going to be cold and it's just like, you're going to get out for dumb reasons. And when I went there, it was like you'll win a jet for someone else.
Yeah.
But that jet could be for... Like, you could give it to your mom.
But
your biggest
who won it again, wasn't it?
It was Harry.
Harry did.
He gave it to his brother. The lump sum land for him.
What?
So I was talking to his brother when his brother got the jet.
And Harry's brother won the jet.
The thing in the video is like, oh, I give it to my brother. And he gave his... them a massive chunk of the money, but I just saw it all come. It just all got sent in one payment. Like they sell the jet and then they send you the money.
Has anyone said how much?
2.5 million, no?
A little bit less, yeah. Around that mark. And then suddenly I felt a little bit worse about my short.
Account. Oh my God.
Yeah. I took 20,000 to leave that video because I was like, I know I'm not going to win. I was like, oh, if I just take my hand off, I feel like I could have just gone... 100, please, because it was the six people you're talking to. It's like it's not their money yet, so they're like, "Oh, I'll do that to get rid of it." It's, you know,
did the money come from? So it was from the winner, right? The 20 grand that you got.
No, Mr. Beast.
Yeah. So Harry, he got the big sum, and then he sorted me a little on the side for what he owed me. But the cameraman, there's a sideman cameraman called James, and I think he gave Harry. Harry was like, if I win, I will give you 20 grand if you pass me my jacket or something. So I was stood there for like hours, and James, the cameraman, got the same amount of money as me for just handing him a jacket, for pulling his pants up. So I wasn't my strongest negotiation.
Yeah, that's... Wow, that's wild. Has Harry actually said what he was doing with the money? Oh, I mean, Harry's
he's,
brother.
I don't want to speak for him on that, but he gave a chunk, like loads to his... family
right,
I respect,
but he didn't make like a video.
Well, my brother didn't touch the jet.
Yeah, right. I guess that's Mr. Beast originally trying to not be just putting money into the pocket of a bunch of YouTubers.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
People
right?
watch that and be like, well, he's got enough anyway.
Yeah. I feel like before they sold the jet, they should have at least given it a little ride, you know?
They did. Oh, wait, what? Harry.
Yeah.
No, I think it's expensive.
It's complicated. Yeah.
Just fuel, though. Right?
Even like but putting it in a hangar or chartering it, apparently it's a piss take. I think he did consider it.
Did Mr. Beast actually own the jet when it happened?
Yeah, and then they bought one, and then they had it in Texas, and they couldn't get it over from Texas.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Airports on standby, like when we're filming this video, you're on a landing strip, take off, whatever.
Yeah.
Got it all to himself, and they had like three or four other airports just ready to go. I think one was in like Geneva, one was in the Channel Islands, and it's just like how much like organization goes into that, and
that's
something
insane.
That just didn't use, yeah.
Just for a little video to give away a jet, mate. Well, we don't pull those views, so you know, respect to him. The levels are huge.
Yeah, but obviously he has to keep leveling it up, though. That's the problem. Whole thing.
I mean, yeah, he's gonna have to do. He's gonna have to do what some of those rich princes do, right? Buy like a nice Boeing next time, 747.
I mean, I don't think he'll.
That's maybe out of his league at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably. I don't know. It's
but I feel like he's
probably done that now.
I mean, I don't want to talk to him about too much, but he's probably the type to try to get to that level, though.
Yeah.
Because he's got to up himself.
Yeah, I wonder where the biggest video ends is, because I always see him tweet like, this is the most we spent on a video. This is the most we've done in a video. This is my biggest one. But where does it stop?
Yeah, but then there was this thing I did see on Twitter when I you know, did my weekly login, and it was like he was claiming that he spent 4,000 hours on his latest video, and it was like 6 minutes long or something, and it was like, what was everyone doing for 4,000
Maybe he had 4,000 people watch it for...
For how long, Jelly?
For an hour.
Okay. Yeah. No, you nailed that mathematics.
So they could watch the video 10 times each.
Yeah. Actually, well, you've done some... Your videos have kind of done the same sort of thing of needing to kind of get bigger and bigger. You're kind of in that realm a little bit, right?
That's my main focus this year. Is I used to be obsessed with like what's the very best we can make? Let's try and make a 10 out of 10 video. And this year I would like double the amount of 8 out of 10s.
10 out of 10. Not on the
ranking.
So, because you did the TED Talk one I watched, that was really good.
Thank you.
That was really good. But that was kind of a newer style for you, because it's more from, you're kind of including your team in a way, right? That's like becoming part of the narrative. You got like an office?
Yeah, so we've got an office, and I feel like I love those videos where you're like scheming, or you're like, so the TED video where you basically...
You know the TED video, right?
My goal was to upload, like give a TED talk on something I know nothing about and get it uploaded officially. But to go through that, like my producer had to send loads of emails back and forwards and whatever, and I just feel like it's a more
accurate part of the story
like you start from A and you end up doing it. I just feel like they are characters within it.
But when you start that, are you going like 100% on that video, even though that can fail?
No.
So
we're spinning a couple of ones at the same time. Like that's a 6 month process.
Right. Yeah.
Is that video still up? The TED, like the actual TED video?
No. So we had an issue with it because basically we hired 4 or 5 other speakers in our TED event. Just to fill it out, you have to have a certain amount of people. And basically you can't pay anybody to do a TED talk. And we, at the last minute, someone dropped out. So we paid an actor to read a script to do one of the talks.
Yeah.
And in the green room, we had somebody who found out that the actor was being paid, and they were an artist, and they made a massive fuss. And
really?
They were like, we said, you know, you said no one was being paid. We've heard someone's being paid, or this is my rate, pay us. Basically, but I think they were like, pay us, first it was $5,000, or then it turned into $18,000. Pay us, or we are going to get in touch with Ted and tell them you're planning this video and not upload any of it.
Blackmail.
Yeah. And we were like, well, so we got our lawyers involved. We delayed for as long as possible. We got the video up and we were like, look, you're obviously not getting your money. Like, we got our video. We got our ending. It's fine. So then Ted didn't take it down because it wasn't right. Ted took it down because that person went to them and was like, this event wasn't a real event. Da, 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 da.
No
because
way.
they weren't able to extort money out of us.
And Ted just didn't want to have anything to do with it, just deleted it.
Ted's were like, and Ted's pulled all of the real, we had like someone talking about like working in TV, and like they took loads of real TED Talks down just because it was on our event.
And because this one person didn't get their £18,000.
Dude, that's a kind of a sad story.
Yeah, what a knobhead.
And it's annoying as well because they looked great in our video. They gave this great talk.
Yeah.
And they looked brilliant and it was going to fit in dead nicely. And then suddenly they're like, oh, we want this money. And I'm like,
but that's an actual thing, right? Like, I don't know about, like, I don't know, TED Talk doesn't require that essentially, but people ask for a lot of money to do talks these days.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's a massive industry, especially in the States, doing talks
crazy,
and stuff
right?
like that.
Yeah. That's crazy. I've never been to a talk.
No.
Maybe
are you much of a public speaker?
No.
I've actually done some talks.
I've done panels.
YouTube, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on the down low. But
yeah, I've done some panels, right. But I wouldn't say that's a talk.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not standing up there, like.
If you ever host any other TET events, yeah. You know, right. I'd love to come on and chat about.
What would you? Yeah.
Oh,
Sims and Doms.
Probably not. I would talk about climate change.
Oh my god. What
do you? How many cars do you own?
How many Lamborghinis do you own?
Two. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One's really good for the environment, though.
Yeah?
Why?
It has a battery.
Because he doesn't drive it. That's why. Oh, my God. I can't believe he just said he's going to do a talk about climate change.
It's a joke, Josh.
I know.
Mean, I probably could, but the spin-off would be that at the end of the show, I say, no, it's all been written by AI.
That's a bit like you know, ending your story, like, and then I woke up and it was all a dream.
Yeah, it's just a cop
out.
That's
enough.
Isn't that
no,
life,
it stinks.
Though? It stinks.
It stinks.
It stinks, mate. It stinks.
So would that be kind of the worst, I guess, I don't know, the biggest thing that's ever gone wrong in a video that you've made? Or
touch wood.
Have any other videos kind of gone wrong or something happened afterwards?
We've been pretty lucky. No, we've been fine. I think there's, back in the commentary days, sometimes like I was making videos taking the piss out of rapping 14-year-olds. Looking back at that,
right.
They were just kids saying some daft things. But you know, we're here where we are now. So yeah. Thank you very much for doing that. no, but not really retrospectively after, apart from that person just being like,
yeah. But so, and the videos, so you talk about spinning those plates. You're working on some videos like that now still?
No, I'm just about to upload tonight. It's not a very good one in my, well,
I spent 4 weeks on it, but
well, longer than that.
So is the video there?
I ran a marathon in Heelys, and this is kind of more of
what's a Heely?
Really?
You mean heels?
No, Heely with the wheels in the back of the shoe.
Oh,
you've heard of those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't know what they were called. We just call them shoes with wheels.
Do you?
Yeah, I used to have a pair.
Yeah. So okay, and did that? So no, nothing went wrong with that. I suppose the concept's a bit. I don't know how that would go wrong. It seems.
It's all I've got. No, I don't have any big toenails anymore because they fell off because I got my blisters were so bad. So like I found some light up Heelys the day before I did it, and they were leather. And like honestly, I've got the grossest picture of my feet, but like, they were just like ballooned, and I bled through the shoe or whatever. But then after a few days, I've just got no toenails because they fell off after. The next day.
Who knew Heelys are so dangerous?
Yeah.
Were you actually rolling the whole time?
You have to kind of run and then roll. And
yeah.
Run and roll.
So I did it against my friend, my editor, Mikey. Basically, we had a bet. I could do it faster than him. If he does it faster than me, he gets double his wages for a month. If he loses, he gets nothing.
No wages at all for the month.
Yeah. So it's his decision.
Sure.
We had three rules of like, you've got to keep the shoes on, got to keep the wheels in the shoes. No one can help you. After those rules were written, I went and did some research and I found the most downhill marathon in the world.
Actually?
Yeah.
Where's that then?
Vegas. So I went to Vegas. What? He went to Germany. And it's annoying because I'll not give too much away, but you go down the hill, but when you go to start running again, you can't Heely the whole way. All the weight's on your toes, and that's the sorest bit. So I think that's why I ended up in such a bad state. But
God, the things you do for content,
come on, dude. Yeah,
blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, that'll be a 9 out of 10 tonight. So look forward to that.
Because obviously with the 1 to 10 thing, if you're only uploading like 3 or 4 times a year, then that's comparing to like the last 2 years of content when it's 9 out of 10.
Yeah. I think it's about 8, it goes back like 18 months.
That's wild. It's so funny because like...
Seriously?
Back in the day when
it's
uploaded...
2 weeks.
When we uploaded 2 a day, our 1 to 10 would be all within the last week.
Oh my God.
And that actually makes it sometimes super hard to really
know what's improving.
True.
Hadn't actually thought about it like that. Oh. Does that mean we're in
you know what? You know what else is kind of sad? You know, like we're talking about this. You know, your video going live today. Mm-hmm. This podcast is pretty pre-recorded. You know, this is not going to go live until probably end of June.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that far ahead.
Yeah.
God, you guys are so organized.
Oh yeah. I didn't even talk about that. We get ahead like on at some points in our career, our gaming videos, we've been like a month ahead, which is like back in the day would be 60 videos.
Yeah.
It's not, we've got close to that.
And then when you're 60 videos ahead, what do you do? Do you,
you
take
book
a holiday?
Oh yeah, you book the first class flight to Maldives. You just sit there.
It's a nice fair, life. Like, we'd end up just continuing to record.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But obviously, we want to take the weekends off, and it releases some of the pressure, right?
I bet it does. Bloody hell. Yeah.
So do you you have other things in the pipeline, I assume, but...
We have a couple, but we don't know if they're
going to
work.
They're so rough still, right? They're drafts. Yeah.
It's annoying because I can't talk about them because they're little schemes.
No, that's fine.
It's my scheme. But
I find that a little bit sad about this show as well, you know? But it's really nice to be ahead so far.
I bet it is.
Yeah. It feels great.
So for my show, the podcast,
it's
a weekly news show, so we have to be on it every week. So it's written on Thursdays. Cheers, guys. It's filmed on Fridays, and then it's edited over the weekend. It goes out on a Monday. So that's like, I'd love to be ahead with that, but you got to wait for things to happen.
But still, those are 10 to 15 minute long episodes, right? So you just sit down and you record it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's video as well, right? Not just voice.
Yeah, it's video, and it's like, we script it all out.
Yeah.
As many jokes.
Well, it's entertaining, though.
Do you feel like you have to personally stay up to date with stuff because of that show?
I enjoy it.
I know you said you got a writer, but...
So, I have to, but it's something that comes quite naturally. It's like, I brought the show back because I felt like I was slightly out of the loop. It's like, my YouTube career started for... talking about what was popular in pop culture and whatever. It's probably something I'd like to continue into after YouTube.
So and you did a live version of that as well?
We did, we didn't make any money.
No.
But we did some good shows with my friends.
You've got
Stephen
a bit
Tries.
Of an ongoing theme of like losing money.
Yes.
Yeah.
You sound like my accountant. Yes. Thank God for the Reacts channel, and thank God for podcasts.
I mean, to be fair, we've not made any money.
We don't know how to make money on the podcast.
Yeah, we're like on two opposite ends, I guess.
You hear people say like, oh, but you know, they got a big deal here, or do you sell ads on it yet? Because I'm figuring that out. Still.
Well, you know, the problem is this is so far ahead.
That's not the problem, Jelly.
Well, no, but we don't know. So this podcast might have had an ad on it.
Yeah, maybe. But we're about seven in. We still have, haven't had.
Yeah, but
did we start similar times, right?
I think you started way before us or something.
Yeah, because otherwise we would have already caught up with you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but we have had an ad read, and we are very proud of the sponsor.
Yeah. But they didn't pay for this episode, so we're not going to mention them.
We don't know. But regardless, we wouldn't do it while a guest was here, right? That would be a little awkward. The integration will have
but
to
you,
be.
But you did have a podcast in the past with other people, right?
Yeah.
The E-Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we did.
What happened to that?
Well, the E-Boys?
I guess both, yeah.
Well, the podcast went with the channel.
You made a channel together.
Yeah.
That wasn't just the podcast, or?
Yes, we made a channel.
I'll be honest, I don't know too much about it. Yeah. But what happened to that? So you were in a group.
I felt like we weren't really progressing. So I thought maybe we leave it there and then stopped.
That's an incredibly top line explanation for that.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well,
how many people were in it?
There was four.
And you realized you had to split the money four ways and that was it.
Yeah. And it just wasn't coming in enough. So
was it split four ways?
Yeah. Is it split two thirds? Who gets the other third?
No, it's actually split 50-50.
Who is the third third? Is it Quibblecop or is it the
funny question.
Yeah, no,
actually.
This is a good...
That is what this whole podcast is actually about. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been through that third person a couple different times now. We've had a couple attempts.
Oh,
and
shit.
One way or another, we've... maybe it's our fault. Maybe it's their fault, but they've usually had some sort of mental breakdown and disappeared.
Excuse me. And you guys are the
common
theme.
It's probably unrelated.
Right.
But it happens. So we decided that rather than just picking up the next kind of, you know, one that just rolls around,
yeah,
we wanted to just spend a bit more time getting to know the potential people.
Oh, okay.
And that's where, that's right. How you come into this.
Nice. So, that's a good name then. I like the name.
Yeah. So basically what you being here and talking to us has been you interviewing to join to be the missing third.
Oh my God.
So how do you think you've been doing yourself?
I think I've got the upload schedule to be part of you guys. I think I can hack it with you 100%. Yeah. Mm. And I can react to stuff. So, you know, when we're faking gameplay like Geordie does. No, I'm kidding.
If we wanted a reactor, we would have just gone back and got one of the other ones, I suppose.
The other ones?
We would have brought him back, I guess. Mm. He seems to be doing that one. Okay, so not really, don't need the reaction.
What a boy.
The schedule thing is not going to work.
Oh.
So realistically, I don't think it's going to be a match.
Not me. Out of everyone you've done it with so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've actually had quite a few people on so far and not a single one has got close.
I feel like we had a mascot dummy at one point. That was fun.
Yeah.
But you had a... like a character?
Oh, so we just had someone in a morph
suit.
We've
got no friends, so we'll just make a friend.
Yeah. That was...
They fell asleep listening to our show.
You were?
We had a dummy where you're sitting.
One of the team members in a morph suit, and they actually fell asleep.
I'm being wound up here, aren't I?
No. We had...
No, what do you mean? Everyone's shaking their head back there as well. Yeah. Who sat in a morph suit?
We're just experimenting with who could be that missing third.
That was my favorite.
And we had a faceless, voiceless person that fell asleep in the middle of the podcast.
Where did we come up?
Yeah. So, but anyway, I'm sure we're not the problem, like I said, and I'm sure it's the third person. So going back to it, one way or another, I don't think it's going to be a match. But yeah.
Plus, you removed all your Minecraft videos. Like, what's wrong with you, man?
Plus, I heard from
I heard from
the other e-boys as well that
name one,
Chunks.
No, if Chunks was in it, it might have survived.
James?
Memelius?
Memelius? All right, that's
your sub, James.
Yeah, probably. Fair enough. That's
and was Memelius in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've all said really bad shit rap.
Yeah.
I actually know Alex.
Do you?
Yeah, I've bumped into him before in a couple
I've met
of
him
events.
As well.
Yeah, we have met.
Chatty man, I bet he's a nice talk guy. For a while.
Why have we not? We should have asked him to come to the podcast.
Maybe he doesn't want to now.
I like that we've met him and talked to him before, and then Will's the one that comes on the podcast first. But hey,
hold that.
Yeah, you can have that.
Thanks
one.
For coming, Will.
No worries.
Was that a bit rough?
Yeah, that's a great point to leave it there, Joe. You killed it. Nice.
Perfect. Sub to the show.
Just sub. All subs.